This is Twit.
This is probably something no one else cares about, but computers are about to replace a business that I'm in, voiceover actors.
Mm. Oh, no.
Now they got a problem.
Now I'm mad. Yeah. It's interesting to see automation slowly replace a lot of jobs. Yeah. But one job I thought I would probably be fairly safe in is voiceover. This is an article from MIT Technology Review. There are a number of companies, Wellsaid Labs, one of the best known, which are taking real human voices. Mm-hmm. It's called prosody. They're taking the real human inflection style and they're laying it over machine-generated kind of robotic speech to make it sound human. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play these samples, but let me play... let me see.
Karen is the senior AI editor at MIT Technology Review, covering the field's cutting-edge research and its impacts on society.
That is not a human.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That is not bad. No. I'll play you another one here. This is an AI made to sound. This sounds to me a little more robotic, but I'm curious what you think. Made to sound like a customer service agent.
Thank you for calling our department store. How can I help you today?
The little hoarseness. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
The pauses, the inflection.
Well, audiobooks, clearly. There's no reason why you would need to hire an actor for an audiobook, unless you wanted the personnel.
Here's from another company called Vocal ID. They do ads.
At Casper, we've taken sleep to the next level. Temperature regulation feels like sleeping with a cool...
Not so good.
You know, if you're paying that much for an ad...
You want me to read it.
Right,
they want me to read
it. Can read.
If an AI says, I slept on a Casper last night, it's not that credible. Well, I'm just saying.
It's not. Also, it's not that much money to pay the voiceover artist for the ad.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Is it?
With like an audio...
Is it? A really good voiceover artist is very expensive. And there's residuals. But on the other hand, there's people like me. I'll give it to you for $15. So
I was going to say, there's a much bigger market of supply.
There's a huge pool right now. Yeah, you can go online. There's freelancers who will do it for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one. Let's see if this sounds better.
Feels like summer is finally here. We've got drinks and snacks for the whole family in aisle 6.
Yeah, it's a little... is the one that I thought was interesting. Another place you get voiceover work is... video games. I know a lot of video voiceover artists who do work for video games.
Mm-hmm.
This is from a company called Obsidian Entertainment. This is a robotic voice. Listen.
I can see this hurts, but I had to tell you sooner.
Forget it. I trusted you.
But if you look at it...
You never listen. You don't listen.
Wow.
And what's also good...
Wow, that's better acting than most humans.
And if the video game could generate that dynamically, depending on
state
of play, that's where... You couldn't really
You'd go in and you spend days recording thousands of different variations on lines and so forth. Don't have to have a human anymore. Now, there are humans involved. These were almost all created with humans who did the prosody and got paid for that. And it says in the article, and they knew
they're putting themselves
out of business. Right. They licensed the voices, and they knew that they would get paid once.
It's like when a worker gets paid to pack up the machinery to send to China.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Great.
It's kind of
business,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You got one more job.
That's it.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of interesting. This is something Google's been working on. They're where I learned that word prosody was from Google.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if people are just getting used to hearing more robotic voices now too, right? One of my favorite features is Pocket. Pocket has just read me this article, right? If you're online, it gives you really good digital voice for every single article.
Yeah.
And I just walk around and listen to very long pieces, and it's not perfect.
You,
but
know,
it's fine,
you know, it's synthesized,
exactly.
But it's good enough that you can listen to it.
Yeah.
Although flip side, I subscribe to Audm, which is a subscription service.
Love Audm. And that uses humans.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah. And that uses humans. Well, but I think the difference here, and I think maybe this is where we're going to, is like the middle ground of like the just okay voice stuff, I think maybe goes away and you have high quality AI generated voice, or like in the case of Audm or some of the stuff on Audible, you have incredibly high quality, very good readers, because the quality of the readers on Audm, they're usually like the best people that are on Audible, right? And it's like really, really good stuff. And I've compared, because Apple has real human readers doing stuff on Apple News as well. And I listened to an article that happened to have been done on both places. It was a New York Magazine article, and one was on Apple and one was on Autumn. And the Autumn one was like, it wasn't even a comparable thing. It was just, you had a much better reader, a much better person. And so like, I'm willing to pay for that experience. Would I be willing to pay for the lesser reading experience versus something that's good enough like Pocket? Maybe not. Mm-hmm. But if you're able to kind of reach, I think, like kind of that upper echelon of the people that, to your point, Leo, can charge more and get the residuals and are very in demand, I don't think those people are going to be replaced by, you know, AI, because the quality difference is still so good that if that's what you're after, there's an audience for it.
Yeah. And some of the Audible books, they'll do accents, you know, and affects, and it's like listening to a play. I mean, it's really,
I don't think there's any reason that a computer couldn't do that as well. I mean, you
could. Yeah. Eventually. Yeah. I think the entry level folks are screwed, basically. The people who are entrenched and like have a reputation and are notable are going to be fine for a while. But they're like the dinosaurs of that
age. It's
kind of
like digital cameras. You know, there's still a market for $2,000 great cameras. There's no market for crappy $200 cameras. It's like, you know, the margins go away.
Yep.
It's about $5,000 to record an audiobook. I, you know, maybe it would only cost you $500 to use a robotic voice. I think there are a lot of people who would want the real human.